Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the North Jewish Parish Council meeting for Tuesday, the 4th of January 2022, and a Happy New Year to you all. We start, as always, with Open Forum. Does anyone have anything to bring up under Open Forum this evening?
I've had some people complaining about fly-tipping. Fly-tipping.
Yes, so have I. So have you. Yes,
we.
So
have I.
Everybody's doing.
It's a challenge.
It's awful. And it's all splitting up down there, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's all the way up to the village.
Things are beginning
is
to...
It?
Yeah, they've not picked up iron ore. People put it outside into all of the room, people drive and work, what a mess it is.
But this lot is fly-tipping, I would think.
It's recycling sacks, isn't it?
Yes, the South Wales District Council said that is under investigation. And they are
aware. Well, they've got these pick it up in one of the bags, isn't it?
Exactly.
Anything?
They get fined quite a lot.
Any other items for Open Forum? No. Excellent. In which case we move on to the meeting proper, and we have apologies for absence from Councillor David Gabriel
and Councillor Thomas.
Councillor Thomas.
You do the short straws now.
Yes, it's David. Yes.
But we get one or another of our district councillors.
And we have just been joined by a number of our parish councillors, so apart from councillors, we are full house this evening. Any declarations of interest?
Possibly, I don't know.
Why do you know?
We'll wait and see.
When they come
I don't think I can see anything here at the moment.
Previous minutes. So you should all have received the previous minutes.
Yep.
Are you happy to agree to those minutes as seconded?
Yes.
May we have a proposer?
Yes.
Marigold Sigaberry, seconded Councillor Hunt, and this appears to be all agreed by the Parish Council. Matters arising from those minutes. Mr Clark, do you have anything specifically you wish to raise?
Well, there are a number of things that nothing much has happened about. Of course, we have our Christmas in the way, haven't we? The parking of the car on the Hewish Road here, we did leave a little note there and it was completely and utterly ignored as far as I can see. At the moment, in fact, the car isn't there, but it's the one time this month that I've noticed it not there. And if the normal car isn't there, someone else seems to put the car there. It's up to you what we want to do. We have mentioned it to the police before. The police have said they've followed up before. I don't know if they ever have.
The flexibility is that I imagine they can only do anything if they find a car on that spot at a particular time.
Well, I think the problem is that there's probably only a legal offence committed after dark, and I don't think our police will work after dark. Not out of the open air, anyway.
I did feel concerned, though, the other day, because the boot of the car was near enough in the road, and it was facing the wrong way, and it can be quite difficult actually seeing around that corner.
If it's on the junction, it's an offence to park at any time within, it used to be 30 feet of the junction.
Yeah.
Well, daylight as well.
I hate to say it, but I just wonder whether we can put no parking up or whether Devon Highways would agree to something like that.
Yeah, I mean, we could request lines and or signs from Devon Highways.
Lines aren't too pretty, are they? But whether they could put a sign up, I don't know.
I guess you can't, as far as I'm aware, you can't have signs without lines.
It's part of the highway code anyway.
Exactly that. Well, I think all that can be done would be to report it to the police through the non-emergency number as and when it happens.
Clark, could I suggest you just take a photo and send it with your email and just get it
gone? It did occur to me that you often see outside people's driveways little notices saying, please don't park here because or whatever. I wonder whether we could attach something to the notice board saying, please don't park in front of the notice board, whether that would have an effect, because that would at least push them back a bit if they did see them.
It would have no legal bearing.
No.
And if it was attached to the wall, we would require planning permission.
Yes, attach the board, if you actually screws. I don't know, it's just a thought. Having said that, we'll come to the board again in a moment anyway. I'll follow up two things. I'll contact police, I'll contact highways, and see what happens then.
Thank you.
Yeah, parishes I've been to have asked highways, and they have succeeded in getting yellow lines where people are parking in the wrong place, so you may be successful.
Yeah. But certainly, it's a dangerous place to park, no question about it. the development in North Hewish, we've followed that through with a letter to the planning department. I don't think it's reached planning, it hasn't reached committee yet. Hopefully they'll pay attention to what we suggested.
Which one is this?
This is the creation of a barn and
a large hard standing. Yeah, I'm aware of that one. I haven't seen it come to the yet.
As far as I can find.
Okay.
I'm not really careful, but I'm not sure the decision for it whatsoever.
Yeah, your decision was
anti.
Okay, fine. That's fine. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I know where you are now. Yeah.
Second thing is the notice board. I did speak to down at the garage.
Sean Cousins.
And he said he would have a look at it and give us his thoughts in terms of whether it's worth repairing, whether he could repair it, or whether he'd be better off just ditching it and looking for something new. Again, we're over Christmas, and I gathered the garage was pretty rushed last time I went down there. Sean was actually working in the garage, helping out, because they seem to be short-staffed in there. So we might have to wait a little while for that.
Fair enough.
Tony, is he looking at both of them?
At the time I asked him, I didn't ask him to look at the other one because it was impossible to get to Hewish without going by Land's End. Next time I see him, I could ask him to take. I mean, it was silly to ask him to make that awful journey around. Just
a good idea,
but I would ask him to do that.
One whole scheme.
Thank you.
Probably walk will come up in a moment or two. And so are the road surfaces at Horsbrook and Rushford. So no, there's nothing else.
The other item is the improvement of a new clock, I believe.
Oh yes, you want to do that, don't you?
Yes, I can do. The clock I have placed various adverts on our own website and on job improvement websites for the new parish clerk. However, an advert has not yet been placed in the local press. The reason for that is that the cost of an advert, which has only materialised just before Christmas, was higher than anticipated.
Much higher than anticipated.
The costs being offered by the Totnes Times series of papers was of 216 and 30 pence.
What's that, half a page?
That's for a about 2-inch square advert. So that was a cost which I suggested to the clerk we should defer until this meeting, and as anyway it would probably not be good to put it in over Christmas anyway. So we would be do any councillors feel that we should proceed with that advert at that cost? Bearing in mind at the moment the adverts, we have had adverts out, and so far we have received 2 applications, only one of which has been from within this county.
Sorry, only?
2 applications.
Yeah.
Only one of which has been from within this county.
Where's the other one from?
I clearly can't tell you that.
Oh.
Not on this recording.
Do you think they're actually moving down here?
All I can tell you at the moment is the number of applications we've received. We have not had any correspondence with the applicants at this moment in time.
And this was advertising how?
Through the online job websites and our own website.
And through the Federal Association Local Council's website.
Have they both put in the application forms?
We have received 2 applications.
Yeah. And did they mention that they were going to move down or anything?
As I say, I'm sorry, because this is obviously a recruitment issue, it's not something I can discuss in a public forum like this. So do we wish to go for a press advert at that additional cost in order to increase the number of potential applicants?
How long have you had the other one? The one we've had 2 from, when did you put that in?
They've been up for about 3 weeks, I think. It obviously does cover the Christmas period when people may or may not.
Has it been advertised on the parish board?
It is on the parish notice board and on the parish website as well.
Because I had somebody within the parish made a representation that they were interested, but
right.
Obviously not
sent in an application.
Apparently not at this moment in time.
It has been spoken about at other parish council meetings as well. I know that because I know someone who was interested but who picked up another job in the meantime through contacts with councils.
It's also worth noting that Dipford are also advertising for a parish clerk at this moment in time.
Where are they advertising there?
It's also on the Devon Association of Local Councils website, which is where I spotted the Dipford advert. I wonder whether it might be worth making a formal approach to Dipford to ask if we could share.
Well,
that
would be a very good idea.
And then share the cost of the I do feel that the local press, the Gazette, the Totnes Times, Kingsview Gazette, the Dutch Chronicle, and I think it comes under Plimpton as well, would be read by local people who might want to apply for that job. Mm.
But I do say that how many hours to dip the board for a month?
I've got a clue.
I could tell you, but I don't have the details here.
No,
considerably more than
sharing
hours.
The cost, if they want to say 30 hours a month and we want 10, it just seems unequal if we would be paying half a million.
Well, it would have to be shared out.
We can't
share the advert.
We're only talking about sharing the cost of the advert. As long as we have half of it, they have half of it, they can do as many words as they have.
I'll contact Dipford and see what position
it is. Thank you, Mr. Clark. Thanks, worthwhile.
The other applicant, was that semi-local or was that the far end of the county?
It would be easy for them to get to a meeting, I can tell you that.
Just telling you if someone in the county to get to a meeting with that. But, it is. I'm not sure I can even say that in a public forum of this type, unfortunately. So, hold off on the other for now, or speak to Dipford first?
Speak to Dipford first.
I think that's it from matters arising.
I would like you to fill the post reasonably quickly, please.
We will do our best, Mr. Clark, with your help.
The person I spoke to, Chairman, is it worth me having another word with him?
Please do.
The person was keen.
Please do, sir. That would be very useful.
An application form can be found. Do we have a copy? Or
you simply ask for a CV and covering letter rather than an application form. And the details are on the website.
Pardon?
The details are obviously on our website.
Yes.
Right, in which case, reports. We have no formal report from County Councillor Thomas this month, but he has given us a quick update on the Copperley Way issue, which was referred to in the previous two meetings, which means that he has asked for assurances from, which part of the public rights way team have to apply for a land drainage consent from the flood and coastal risk team, and he has asked for assurances that the consent is being sought and that works will commence in June 2022. He's also notes that he is supporting Rattray Parish in their efforts to secure a permissive path across county-owned farmland and hope to have the path opened in June so it can be styled the Jubilee Path.
That's mentioned the road situation
there. The state of the road surface from Oldbridge towards Horsbrook and Averwick and Haswell from Brushford to Northwich Cross has been reported to Nick Colton for his attention. There is nothing else to report.
I should have told you, he did send his apologies, by the way. He clashed dates today and he asked me to apologise for his non-attendance at the last meeting. He was all ready to turn up on the Tuesday, and so I frantically emailed him on the Monday evening after our meeting to say, please don't come. So, apologies, he's got on to two of those for me.
District Councillor panel.
Very little to report because of Christmas. Did I gather there's a miscollection that's happened and that you've probably got problems
with? No, it's a fly tipping.
It's only a fly tipping.
I think so.
I thought, okay.
Well, in the village,
I saw there were some sacks down.
Well, the village has not been touched.
Wasn't collected before Christmas?
For a week, they've not been touched.
Whereabouts?
Higher Moor.
But was there a collection anywhere?
It would be the Christmas, Christmas Eve collection.
2 days on from their original date.
When was it due?
Christmas Eve.
So they should have picked up on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Because we had the same in Hull where, it's interesting, because when Hull had a problem on Christmas Eve, we were told that that was the only area in the whole of the... So is it the whole of the estate there?
But the fly tipping done by the
that's
was
been
there
very
from Sunday.
A separate issue.
Yeah, I'd like to know. Yeah, so Highmore and other parts of Avonmouth.
No, just Highmore.
All of Avonmouth.
No, just Highmore.
Sorry, with your mask, it's so hard.
Only Highmore.
Well, because there's a load of bags down where I parked the car.
That's the fly tipping.
That's the fly tipping. Oh, I didn't look them. It's too dark to see exactly what they were. Sorry, thank you. Sorry, Tristan.
That's quite hard.
But I'll refer that on tomorrow, okay? Obviously, efforts still going on to improve the service, and discussions are taking place as to the future of how things are going to be rectified and put back to a reasonable standard. So watch this space. And you might have thought the government is busy reverting to distance Zoom Teams meetings for some of their meetings, but we, you as parish council, we as a district council, are not allowed to meet remotely. And at the moment I can't see that being changed, but again, watch this space. I think things have to get a lot worse before we're allowed to, but one minute they're saying please don't gather together, and the next they're saying, well, you have to gather together. So I'll leave it there, unless there's any questions. Thank you.
Yeah, lovely. In which case, play park inspection?
Yes, I inspected it towards the end of December. David, I haven't got the fire.
Yeah, well, I usually got the fire. It's the second time. Yeah. I even went in and saw it myself as well. So,
the only thing I did notice that there was a stone by the picnic area. Now, I don't know whether that stone's holding something down or not. I really do not know. I've not seen it there before. But otherwise, everything was okay.
Okay, fair enough. Any other reports? No. I suppose I should note that we might have had a report from a traffic group, but let's say they're still forming a group at this moment, so no report from them. Community Hall Project are hoping to get a separate group together to organise something for a Jubilee celebration in the village of some form. And did ask if any, perhaps at the next meeting, any councils have any ideas if they want to see any facilities or anything raised by public subscription, they might like to think about that.
And just to add to that, the church will be having a special service on the, I think it will be the 5th of June, which is the Sunday, so we'll have some special service.
Excellent. Right, in which case we would normally move on to planning, but I don't believe we have any planning applications to...
We mentioned last time, I'm sure, when I received it, the planning application went in a little while back for solar panels.
Yes. You sent us a rock. Been accepted. You
so
sent
they've gone through. I couldn't see any reason why not at all, honestly, but that's been accepted anyway.
No new planning applications this month.
Just while we're on that, something that perhaps there was some query some time back about a skate park put in the garden on the side of the river.
Chafford.
Yeah.
And that seems to have been put to one side by the planning authority. I forgot the expression they used, but they weren't taking it any further forward. There was no reason for that. They simply pressed out on the planning thing.
They decided it not expedient to pursue, was their word.
It was what?
They decided it was not expedient to pursue. I have raised this issue with a senior officer, and I have spoken to I have spoken to various people about this, and I'm still aware of the issue.
Certainly, it was a thing that was upsetting some of the local residents there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, thank you. So,
could I ask you to about the unauthorised building going on at Brookdale, the valley from Brookdale? We've not heard anything about that. been brought up the last
This will be the unauthorised building at Brookdale that was brought up at the last meeting.
Yes.
I had a correspondence with the clerk, and that is actually...
We've had a lot of correspondence between us. The thing is, it's not our parish, believe it or not, we discovered in the end. It is Oakborough.
Yeah, it is
strange. Like the street where the building's going to, but that is on the other side of the stream. That is
the boundary does not run along the stream at that point. The boundary actually kinks away from the stream.
And
so it is technically in Uggra, and there is a planning application in.
Well, it
that
has
site.
Been passed, in fact, it's been accepted. Yeah. The planning went through some time back.
Surely we should have known about that being on the edge of the water.
It would have been courteous to know about it, but because it was not in our parish, we were not automatically
noticed. But they've got approval for agricultural use, and I think it's to do with storing wood or something.
Well, put it this way, they've marked out where the bedrooms are going.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you believe that work is going on that is not in line with the planning application, that clearly ought to be noted south hand. But there is a past planning application for that site.
We're a bit late on it, to be honest.
It's a question to make any comments on
it. Probably not expedient.
They don't seem to be following the policy of alerting neighbouring councils to planning requests. I mean, in the past, if you've been on the borderline, we've always received information.
Absolutely.
It certainly didn't happen with this, it's not the first time this has happened.
I think it might. Can I suggest you write to head of planning and point this out?
Yes, we'll do.
That would carry more weight, I think, coming from you than just from me.
Yeah. I can do that.
Because certainly in the past, it's always been neighbouring.
It's areas. Just been accepted, hasn't it, traditionally?
Yeah.
Right. Any other planning items? Any correspondence? Moving on to correspondence, Mr. Clark.
Right. Well, the correspondence from Councillor Thomas Sheen. We've had one other piece of notable correspondence that's arisen from a parishioner concerning blocked drains in the parking areas near Jubilee Cottages. We've seen that the drains there have become blocked with runoff debris from fields and such like. I have been in correspondence on behalf of our chairman with the parishioner concerned and tried to explain the situation that in fact block drains are not our legal responsibility, they are Devon Highways. But the parishioner was aware of that. I hadn't managed to get anything from Devon Highways, so I did explain again that Devon Highways tries to do a lot more than it's got money to cope with, in a sense, and I can't see that being top of their priority. You'll be aware of the bays, and in the corners of each of the bays there's a drain, and the drains become blocked, so when it rains there's a puddle around the drain. I have explained the situation so far as our work is concerned with puddle holes and such like, but also explained that we're not in a position now between now and March to authorise any more work on Buddle Holes, because we've spent the Buddle Hole budget already. And we can't just keep on writing. It's difficult to sort of say something nicely in a letter without it sounding awful. I did try very hard to sort of show that every penny we spend, in fact, comes out of the ratepayers' pocket, or the council taxpayers' pocket, and that while you would love to do everything, you have to balance need against cost, and need against raising our precepts to cover it. I haven't had a letter, well, I did get one letter back since then, but it seems that the explanation that I've made has been accepted, although I think the person is a little bit cross that such things should happen, that it should be natural that drains are kept clear. 50 years ago, 20 years ago even.
So, Sammy, can I just ask, on a scale of 1 to 10, being 10 blocked and 1 being clearly open, where is it on that scale? Is it literally completely full to the brim?
Do you want me to answer that with a stick recorder? I don't know, but my suspicion is we've got a puddle forming in the corner of the parking area. If it got too big, it would spread out onto the road and disappear down the road.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is that those drains act as a natural trap because of the parking area shape. Debris washing down the road washes in and it becomes trapped by the parking area, so those drains block much more quickly than most of the normal roads.
But the tilt in there isn't. Well,
But it's all a question of interpretation, isn't it? My guess is that if they got too much water, they'd just go out onto the road anyway and disappear.
But I'm guessing. We have asked Devonshire Waste to clear.
Oh, we asked how has it been asked to deal with it?
They also won't touch them if there's vehicles parked.
Which is part of the problem because
I think we've done all that we can. I mean, we're short of raising our precept to a level of county tax level. I mean, we cannot take on the work of the county.
No.
Just can't do it.
Thank you, Clark, for helping us.
Absolutely. Any other correspondence, Mr. Clark?
No, I think that's it.
Excellent. In which case, we move on to finance.
Right, that's quite simple. Started off the month with £9,818.48. We did get an income of 8p in interest on our funds. Expenditure, the cutting of the grass, the year's maintenance of the grass in the play park, we have a bill for that at £703, which I think is a remarkably fair bill considering how well he keeps that park. And it also includes cutting the inside of the hedge. And you'll be aware that one of our very friendly coaches arranged for the outside of the hedge to be cut all this. But anyway, £703 I think is an amazing cost. Bottle holes, we've had another bill of £300, which takes us pretty well to the money we've allocated. And also, we made a donation to the church council. There's one slight bill outstanding for the, at least it hasn't gone through the books yet, for the website thing.
Web
hosting. That hasn't fed through. I mean, it might have gone through, but it hasn't reached our accounts yet.
Long cash.
It takes that rest a little while to feed things through.
What, 3 weeks?
Well, I get a printout from them once a month, and it's not on the month that I'm using this month.
Right, I'll just to reassure the clerk, it has been cashed.
As long as it's gone through, that's all that matters. Anyway, it leaves us with a balance at the moment of £8,595.56. I will, in the very near future, put in a final VAT claim for this year, because I don't think we'll be spending any more money this year. But I'd like to clear that out of the way before anyone comes in and takes over my position, because it's a fiddly thing to do, a VAT refund, and as I know how to do it, I think it would be best for me to get it done before anyone else arrives. So I still imagine we'll be left at the end of this year with the sort of carry forward that I was suggesting we would have once the tax refund comes back.
Thank you very much, Mr. Clark. In which case, any questions about? No, good. And we move on to highways. Any highways matters? We've already spoken about the Cobley Walk and the roads that were notified last time. Councillor Steele.
Chairman, when I drove today to Ditford, I just passed Eightwick Station on the right hand side, with some trees that are leaning well over the road, and I should feel that they could cause a nasty accident. With the wind, they're running over there at a 45-degree angle without doing them. I don't think they've been on Downwick Station. I would think it's all right to rush forward.
Okay.
But they are looking dangerous.
That was mentioned at the Ditford Parish last month.
Yeah, I saw it came up.
So I guess your best bet was to talk to highways and say there's a day. They were very concerned that would be dangerous. Yeah, so maybe.
It's technically different. Area, but a bit of support from our side.
Yeah, I think you also mentioned to highways that there's serious concerns that might get some action.
Excellent.
The other issue I'd like to bring up is the fact that there was a reflective bar outside of Woodland Farm with a stone wall juts out into the road, carries on the road.
Right.
But it's been two quite nasty, there was a nasty accident the other day, and one back in summer, and that bar's gone.
Right.
Is it possible for Devon County to put one back here, please?
I'm sure we can put that request in to Devon County Council to put the reflective bar back. Mr. Clark, thank you.
There was one thing, though it isn't this parish, if the Devon County person was here, I was going to mention, there was a deviation on the A38, but unfortunately when you got off, you had no idea where the diversion was. And luckily there were some cars in front because they didn't have the sat nav on. And this was about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh dear.
I was just concerned that I do feel that they ought to put some diversions up. and a lorry was stuck because he couldn't go down the narrow lanes for this diversion.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent.
So I just wanted to make him aware of that, although it wasn't this parish.
Again, I could notify Highways to the difficulties.
Put a report on the Highways, that'd be fine, Mr. Clark. Any other Highways members? No? Excellent. In which case, at record speed, we move on to next meeting. Any items anyone would like to add to the next meeting? Beyond items which will stem from the agenda.
No, the only thing, I'm not sure how quickly you'll go ahead now with the looking at the clock type side of things. We've talked about, obviously, the clock situation, because at the last meeting you suggested that Councillor Gabriel, Councillor Garratt and myself should interview the prospective candidates and prospective clerk. You suggested more recently that perhaps a Zoom thing would be the best way of doing that. I just wonder whether people would be happy with that, but it could just come down to the two of us, because Councillor Gabriel isn't going to be available for very much in the near future. Would councillors be happy for just two of us to do it? That's the question.
There's absolutely plenty for an interview. It's not as though it's a managing director or something.
That's financial responsibility. So we have
you still have responsibility, but two is, I would think, absolutely ample.
If you're happy to do it between
yes,
you.
Yes, exactly. We may be more suitable at this moment in time to do it electronically anyway. So we may look at Councillor Gabriel in on that.
Well, if he could be kept in, I'm not sure what his position would be. Yeah,
exactly.
And then he's lined up for
neurosurgery.
We will bear that in mind. Thank you. Any other questions? No? Excellent. In which case, the date of the next meeting is currently proposed to be the 1st of February 2022. Is that acceptable to councillors? Acceptable?
Yeah.
In which case? Yeah. In which case, the next...
Can I just check, maybe the 2nd, is it?
It is the 1st.
It is the 1st.
You said the 1st.
Oh, yes, that's right. I knew I had something happening later in that one. I'm getting my day too.
So, next meeting, therefore, Tuesday, the 1st of February 2022, at 7:30 at St. James Church. Perfect, love that. In which case, that concludes this meeting. I draw the meeting to a close. Thank you very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen.